In this episode of the God the Wood Girl Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study, we are diving into Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
I'm Stephanie Rodnes, and welcome to the Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study. My goal is to encourage the discouraged with scripture, inspiration, and resources to help you do exactly what God purposed you to do on this earth, become a Christian entrepreneur. The definition of a God the Wood Girl is a woman of Christ who says yes to her God-given purpose, no matter what everyone else tries to say or do. So if you are stepping into your purpose as a Christian entrepreneur, welcome to the God the Wood Girl sisterhood. You are my people, and I can't wait to meet you. Now let's dive into today's episode. And remember, if you want to join me for these live recordings on God the Wood Girl's Instagram feed, join me at God the Wood Girl on Instagram now. Let's dive right in.
Let's get started with the word of prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to read your word. We are going to the beginning, Lord Jesus, the literal beginning of the Bible, the beginning of your promises over our life, the beginning of creation where you started this beautiful love affair with humanity, Lord. Thank you so much for the opportunity to read your word and study it and hear what you have to say. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, wherever we are right now, I'm in the office, wherever the listeners are, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come here and dwell with us. Help us be able to see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear. I love you so much. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, my sisters, we're starting a brand new study. Oh my goodness, we're going to be in the book of Genesis for the next month or so. I am so excited to dive into the origins of God's promises over our life. Sisters, everything we just studied in the book of Acts, everything we studied in John, everything we studied in Romans and Ephesians, sis, all roads come from Genesis. This is the original OG man of faith story, starting with our founding father, Abraham, all the way to Moses, to Isaac, Joseph. There's just so much to learn here. Actually, Moses is in Exodus, now that I think about it. But there's so much to learn in the book of Genesis because we get to see where the promises of God come from. So let's get started with Genesis chapter 1. We're in the easy-to-read version. It says, God created the sky and the earth. At first, the earth was completely empty. There was nothing on the earth. Darkness covered the ocean, and God's spirit moved over the water. I love that in verse 2 that God's spirit moved over the water because it just shows that the Holy Spirit was here from the beginning. There was never a time when he wasn't here. He was always here. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and light began to shine. He saw the light, and he knew that it was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and he named the darkness night. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the first day. So I want to pause here because look at what it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Then God said, let there be light, right? The way that we're created in the image of God, which we're going to read about here, is through words. God speaks it. So that means for us as Christian entrepreneurs, as humanity, we also create through what we say. It's through what we speak. And that's why it's so important to watch what you say when it comes to your God-given purpose, your faith, your abundance, the promises God has for you, the blessings he has already given to you. What you say either activates it and makes sure that it comes into existence or negates it and makes sure it never comes. So listen, as we're going through how God created the world, listen to how many times it says God said. So verse 6, then God said, let there be a space to separate the water into two parts. So God made the space and separated the water. Some of the water was above it and some of the water was below it. God named that space sky. There was evening and then there was morning. This was the second day. Then God said, let the water under the sky be gathered together so that the dry land will appear. And it happened. God named the dry land earth, and he named the water that was gathered together seas. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11. Then God said, let the earth grow grass, plants that make grain, and fruit trees. The fruit trees will make fruit with seeds in it, and each plant will make its own kind of seed. Let these plants grow on the earth. And it happened. The earth grew grass and plants that made grain, and it grew trees that made fruit with seeds in it. Every plant made its own kind of seeds, and God saw that this was good. So shout out to my natural vegan plant-based food eaters. What you do in your diet is the original plan God had for us to eat from the plants and the seeds that naturally grow from the ground. I've been on this journey with the Lord of just kind of stepping into what he has for us as far as health and our bodies to, you know, be pure and to be strong. And I have been, every time I talk to God about it, and I pray to God, I say, please heal my husband, please heal me, please heal my family. He always tells me the same thing. What are you eating? What's the food you're putting in your body? And for whoever's hearing this, who's been kind of questioning their diet and what they're eating, look to the plants and the seeds. That is what God originally made for us to eat. And God saw that it was good. That's what it says in verse 12. So verse 13, there was evening and then there was morning. This was the third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the sky. These lights will separate the days from the nights. They will be used for signs to show when special meetings begin and to show the days and years. They will be in the sky to shine light on the earth. And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the larger light to rule during the day and the smaller light to rule during the night. He also made the stars. God put these lights in the sky to shine on the earth. He put them in the sky to rule over the day and over the night. They separated the light from the darkness, and God saw that this was good. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the fourth day. Verse 20, then God said, let the water be filled with many living things, and let there be birds to fly in the air over the earth. So God created the large sea animals. He created all the many living things in the sea and every kind of bird that flies in the air. And God saw that this was good. God blessed all the living things in the sea and told them to have many babies and fill the seas. And he blessed the birds on land and told them to have many more babies. There was evening and then there was morning. This was the fifth day. So for my sisters who are thinking about the importance of the ocean and God blessing the creatures of the ocean, right? Blessing the animals of the ocean, saying to go out and be numerous, fill the seas, have babies. That's why for me, all Christians should be climate activists. Every single Christian who serves the Lord in spirit and truth and wants to please him should see that he specifically created the sea and wanted them to fill the seas, have many babies, said that this was good. So we, as human beings on this earth, need to make sure we're taking care of our oceans. We'll try to create an environment where our creatures in the ocean can be sustainable, have life, not have to deal with plastic, not to have to deal with toxins and things like that. So as Christians, I truly believe that we should all be climate activists and making sure that we are ensuring that the ocean has a chance to thrive just like God originally created it to. So verse 23, there was evening and then there was morning. This was the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth produce many kinds of living things. Let there be many different kinds of animals. Let there be large animals and small crawling animals of every kind. And let all these animals produce more animals. And all these things happen. So God made every kind of animal. He made the wild animals, the tame animals, and all the small crawling things. And God saw that this was good. Then God said, now let's make humans. He will be like us. Sister in Christ, you are like God. Don't let anybody tell you that you're nothing. You don't have value. You don't have meaning. You don't have purpose. Sis, you need to say to them, Genesis 1:26 says, I'm like God, so shut up. verse 26 continues. It says, they will rule over all the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. They will rule over all the large animals and all the little things that crawl on the earth. So God created humans in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said to them, have many children. Fill the earth and take control of it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. Rule over every little thing, living thing, that moves on the earth. Verse 29, God said, I am giving you all the grain-bearing plants and all the fruit trees. These trees make fruit with seeds in it. This grain and fruit will be your food. And I'm giving all the green plants to the animals. These green plants will be their food. Every animal on earth every bird in the air, and all the little things that crawl on the earth will eat that food. And all these things happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he saw that everything was very good. There was evening, and then there was morning. This was the sixth day. And you probably know what I'm about to say, right? So first of all, we are made in God's image. God created us to be like himself. That means that the way God created this earth is how we also create our existence. I've had somebody say to me before that, oh, you're saying when you talk about speak your existence, you're being anti-Christian. I'm like, no, that's what the Bible says. God literally spoke creation and then he made us like himself. So that means we speak what happens to us. God already sent the blessing. He already sent the anointing. He already said we're Abraham's inheritance. We're his royal possession. We are his chosen priesthood. He already said this in his word. So what we speak activates the life we end up living. So you have to be extremely careful about the words that come out of your mouth, sis. You can't just be complaining and whining and saying this and that negative thing all the time. Mm-mm. Even if the thought comes into my head, I am very careful about what I actually say out loud because I understand my words are powerful. I am made in the image of God. God made me like him. That's what Genesis 1 says. So if I say something out loud and I mean it with intention, that's what's going to happen in my life. So I am very intentional about the words that I allow to actually come out of my mouth. So for you, start monitoring your words. Start making sure all the words that come out of your mouth match what God says about you in his word. And the second thing that I want to point out in verse 29, did you notice that God gave the human beings all the grain-bearing plants and the fruit trees to eat from? And God gave the animals all the rest of the stuff? We are not supposed to be eating the animals, baby girl. The original plan of creation was for us to eat the seeds, the grain, and the fruit. That was the original plan. After sin came, which we're going to hear about next, after sin came, that's when we started eating all this animal food. But that was not the original purpose. That's not the original creation plan. So for me and my husband, that's why we're on this journey to becoming vegan. Yes, it might take us a good minute. It might take us a good minute, but we're on that journey because as we've been studying scripture and just praying to the Lord, we've been learning more and more. We weren't originally created to eat animal food. We were created to eat the seeds and to eat the grains.
All right, sis, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Let's pause for a moment for today's sponsor.
Genesis chapter 2. So the earth, the sky, and everything in them were finished. God finished the work he was doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from his work. God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day. He made it special because on that day, he rested from all the work he did while creating the world. So I want to pause here because remember how we were reading in the book of Acts where they're talking about observing the Sabbath and the law. So that Sabbath day originates from how God rested on the seventh day when he created us, when he created the entire world. And you can see how important it is to have a day of rest. Even though now because we're under salvation, we no longer live by the law through the sacrifice Jesus made. It's now through a relationship with him that we have eternal life. Even though it's no longer by law required for us to have the Sabbath, God still saw that it was good. He still saw how important it was to rest. And he's God. So sisters in Christ, especially as Christian entrepreneurs, make sure you are taking care of yourself. In 2020, we call this self-care, right? Making sure we are staying psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, physically well. Making sure that we're not overwhelmed and exhausted and tired, but that we feel at peace and we feel joy. We feel grace. We feel gratitude. We feel rested. We feel cared for in our day-to-day life. You girls know, if you watch my YouTube channel, you know in May that I had a huge burnout because I just was doing too much. I literally didn't take a day off for 2 months straight. And I just went too hard, I went too fast, and it was just too much. And I ended up burning out, and it took me all of June, all of July, and half of August to recover. I am just now getting back to the work schedule I had before I burned out in May. Just now. And it's truly a testament to me not understanding how important rest is. And it's so funny because God himself rested, and he's the one who created all of this. So if he knows the importance of rest, how could I blow it off like that? Especially when you have a to-do list that you have a goal you really want to get done. You just think to yourself, no, I'm just going to go hard. I'm going to get this done. No, sis, absolutely not. We have to make sure we are including self-care. We are including our wellness. We are including rest into our schedule. I now put day off on my to-do list. I literally put it on my to-do list. So I have something to check off, and I feel like I'm being productive when I take a day off. I'm like, took the day off, check. So if that's what you need to do in order to force yourself to have that day of rest, do that. Add it to your to-do list. It's literally worked wonders for me. Verse 4. This is the story about the creation of the sky and the earth. This is what happened when the Lord God made the earth and the sky. This was before there were plants on the earth. Nothing was growing in the fields because the Lord God had not yet made it rain on the earth, and there was no one to care for the plants. So just for a little backstory, so now the rest of 2 is pretty much going into more detail on how God created us. So verse 6, so water came up from the earth and spread over the ground. Then the Lord God took dust from the ground and made a man. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nose, and the man became a living thing. Isn't that beautiful? We literally had the breath of God breathe into us. That's how we came into being. Ooh, it's amazing. Verse 8, then the Lord God planted a garden in the east in a place named Eden. He put the man he made in that garden. Then the Lord God caused all the beautiful trees that were good for food to grow in the garden. In the middle of the garden, he put the tree of life and the tree that gives knowledge about good and evil. A river flowed from Eden and watered the garden. The river then separated and became 4 smaller rivers. The name of the first river was Pishon. This river flowed around the entire country of Havilah. There is gold in that country, and that gold is pure. A kind of expensive perfume and onyx also are found there. Verse 13, the name of the second river was Gihon. This river flowed around the whole land of Cush. Verse 14, the name of the third river was Tigris. This river flowed east of Assyria, and the fourth river was the Euphrates. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to work the soil and take care of the garden. Then God gave him this command. You may eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree that gives knowledge about good and evil. If you eat fruit from that tree, on that day you will certainly die. You girls know the story of the fall of man. You girls know what's about to happen. But it's so interesting here because God literally commanded us as man, right, to work the soil and take care of the garden. We were intended to be plant eaters. We were intended to be farmers and gardeners. That's what the original plan was, to take what we needed to nourish our bodies from the plants, from the grains, from the fruits. And then everything got twisted because, as you know, they ate from the fruit of that tree, the bad tree. And then we died. Our humanity ended up dying, and that's how we got separated from God from that original sin. So verse 18, then the Lord God said, I see that it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make the companion he needs just right for him. The Lord God used dust from the ground and made every animal in the fields and every bird in the air. He brought all these animals to the man, and the man gave them all a name. The man gave names to all the tame animals, to all the birds in the air, and to all the wild animals. He saw many animals and birds, but he could not find a companion that was right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to sleep very deeply. While he was asleep, God took one of the ribs from the man's body. Then he closed the man's skin where the rib had been. The Lord God used the rib from the man to make a woman. Then he brought the woman to the man, and the man said, finally, one like me, with bones from my bones and a body from my body. She was taken out of a man, so I will call her woman. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. In this way, 2 people become one. The man and his wife were naked, but they were not ashamed. That's the end of Genesis chapter 2. And I love the story of how Eve was made to fit Adam. Isn't that beautiful? Adam was presented all these different animals, these birds, these animals that crawl on the ground, right? And he named every single one of them. But despite being surrounded by all these creatures, he knew instinctively, I'm not complete yet. And God saw that he needed an actual companion. And so he allowed Adam to fall into a deep sleep. And then from Adam's body came us, Eve. And that's why I truly believe that a man and a woman who are joined together in marriage is one of the most sacred bonds that exist on this earth, because we are made to complete each other. Woman is literally made from the body of man. Man is literally made from the breath of God. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And so when we are looking for our partners as women, when we're looking for our partners as men, we need to make sure that man is somebody who's going to direct us to Christ, direct us to God, who's going to lead us on a path that takes us closer to who God is and what he wants us to be. The man that you're with needs to be somebody who repping the kingdom, sis. And if you're listening to this and you're still single and you're looking for your husband, keep that in mind, how God originally formed this amazing relationship. Man came first, and then there was nobody who completed him. So he was made to put into a deep sleep, and then we came from his body. It's so beautiful. And that's why a man leaves his father and mother and joins to his wife. And this way, two people become one. That is the original prescription for marriage, that we become one centered around the name of Christ. So as you're pursuing your relationships, keep that in mind. And if you want dating tips as you're on your journey to find your Christian husband, check out my YouTube channel. It's called Christian Dating Advice. It's a new YouTube channel. I haven't started posting consistently to it yet, but I'm going to get there by the grace of Jesus. But there's already some great videos up there to help you on your journey. So sister in Christ, that is Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll dive into chapter 3 and 4. And if you have any questions, definitely DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is GodlyWoodGirl. I would love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts, what you're thinking, any questions that you have. And if I can't answer them, I'm going to ask my brother-in-law, Pastor Josh Fakir. He is a pastor. And that way he can answer them for us. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, Stephanie, this is amazing, but I actually don't really know if I'm a Christian. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And what that means is being a Christian is trusting in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So if you want to make that decision today, it's very, very simple. All you're going to do is say this prayer with me, and you'll say, "Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose again. Today, I believe in you as my personal Lord and Savior." Sister in Christ, if you said that prayer, welcome to the kingdom. Angels are literally celebrating you right now. Your name has been written in the book of life. Nobody can take it out. Get into a virtual Bible-based church in your area and get started reading the word of God. I love recommending reading the book of John first, because it's literally like the Lord's love letter to you. Sisters in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you complete and total purpose over your body, mind, and soul in the name of Jesus, and give you peace, mercy, and favor forever and ever. Amen.
So that's it for today's episode of the God the Wood Girl Live Your Purpose as a Christian Entrepreneur Bible Study. Have any questions? DM me anytime on Instagram or send an email to hello@godthewoodgirl.com. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to grab my free Find Your Purpose Toolkit to help you get started living God's purpose for your life at purposegift.com. Thanks for listening, God the Wood Girl. I'll see you on the next one.